Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Here we go.
Yes, indeed. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Last name Fasinelli, last name Horn, last name McFadden, last name Steffen. Okay, so this situation with the EPA that people are talking about.
Wow.
Here's a crew working under the aegis of the EPA trying to enter an abandoned mine to pump out and treat the water that's their toxic wastewater, and instead it spills into the river that they're trying to protect. 3 million gallons of it. So what does that say? Does it, I mean, accidents happen. It's easy to take shots at the EPA because they're run so badly. The worst government agencies, in my opinion, TSA, EPA, USDA, and FDA. All right, those four.
CIA, NSA.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Keep going. Any of the MOUSC.
Okay. Now, listen, speaking of MOUSC, where do you hear this, Richie?
Hmm.
More than half, Jennifer, of the new driver's license, the licenses issued so far this year by the state of California, have been earned, if you can use that term, I don't know what else to, they have been given to undocumented immigrants. So listen to the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Total of 883,000 licenses issued from January 1st to July 31st.
I have over a million, actually.
443,000 of them given to undocumented immigrants, people who can't prove where they come from, where they live, what they do. 40% of all the undocumented immigrants in the country live in California, and now they're getting driver's licenses. What in the name of God?
We're ready to sell California back to Mexico.
I'll tell you something.
That's
what they like.
Well, here's what I just don't understand. I don't understand how it's okay for the government to only follow the law when they want to.
Yeah.
And this is so evident when it comes to something like immigration. These are people that are here illegally. That's why they're called illegal immigrants. Yeah. And they're getting driver's licenses. They're getting appointed to city council in Huntington Park.
Yeah.
These
people need, they come here to make a living. They need to be able to drive. They need a license to get around.
This is why, and I hear everybody talking about how wonderful Marco Rubio is and Jeb Bush. Look, I am a very nice person.
Yes,
I am probably way too nice. I get stepped on because sometimes
are.
I am too nice.
Yes.
Those are all statements, right? True statements.
True statements, yeah.
Here's the deal. These two are, both of them together, calling for, you know, these immigrants are here because it's a crime with heart or whatever Jeb Bush said. But both of these candidates say nothing about the illegal immigration process. And, you know, I have to tell you, if your bathtub is overflowing with water, what's the first thing that you do?
Shut
the water off.
Yeah.
And, you know, legal and illegal immigrants alike, this country has just become overrun. And you talk very eloquently, Doug, about population control.
Yes.
And you know what? You have less people in this country. You don't have to worry about it. It's fine.
It's funny you mentioned that. My wife and I, she is an legal immigrant, became a citizen in 90 whatever.
Yeah.
Legal immigrants are ticked about this.
Said she probably wouldn't vote for Rubio because she's afraid that he would just give a free pass to everybody.
All right. So here's Roberta. Are you there? Where's Roberta? She disappeared?
She disappeared.
I want to find out what... There was an interesting reality with the Bernie Sanders speech over the weekend. The reason I bring it up is because we collectively think that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump as standard bearers for their party would make this a much more interesting election and give you a much better choice, a much clearer choice.
Did you hear he was tweeting during the debates? He was live tweeting during the debate.
Sanders was, yes, right, he was, yeah, right, yeah.
And so he, you know, things. Kind of funny things. He said, did at real Donald Trump Trump just support a national single-payer health system? Well, he was right on something.
Well, he's right on a couple of things. To go back to what we were just talking about a minute ago, John McCain tried to use the immigration issue as his pivot point when he was running against Barack Obama 4 years ago, and he didn't do it well.
John McCain has a lot of personal courage. John McCain does not have a lot of political courage.
Correct. That's right. And we got to keep that. I think that's a great distinction. We'll keep talking about it that way. It's good. Yeah. So anyway, I think that Donald Trump is using that issue effectively. I think, for whatever the reason, well, maybe it's because it's just gone unheralded, unheeded, unnoticed, nobody's paying any attention, or nobody's doing anything about the immigration situation, to wit, California gives 400,000 driver's licenses to people who are, illegal. They are it's mind-boggling how self-destructive we are and how we can't seem to see that. And so that's and you see all these crime stats we were talking about with the people who are committing all these crimes.
Here's a big deal. Anybody who comes here has already committed a crime.
Yeah, but I'm talking about violent crime, murder.
No, I know, but you already have criminal behavior because you have people coming here illegally.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, lots of food for thought. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen or Roberta or Ken. No, let's make it Rich. @DougStephan.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles. Those glorious room room machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This report is brought to you by Fiber One. The most exciting summer holiday is upon us. And no, it doesn't involve fireworks. But you do get to indulge in America's favorite dessert whenever the craving strikes. July 30th is National Cheesecake Day. And this year, Fiber One has decided to turn it into a month-long celebration with its new cheesecake bars. In two delectable flavors, salted caramel and strawberry. Lisa Lillian, best-selling author and creator of Hungry-Girl.com.
Summertime is full of temptation, so you need to choose wisely. There are lower calorie options for all of our favorite foods, even cheesecake. When you're looking for a sweet treat, try a portion-controlled Fiber One cheesecake bar. Each one has 150 calories and 20% of your daily fiber.
And what better way to celebrate than with a cheesecake sweepstakes? Visit Fiber One on Facebook for the chance to win a year's supply of Fiber One cheesecake bars and cash prizes through August 31st. For full rules, visit facebook.com/Fiber One.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many travelers, family comes first. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly half of Americans prefer to go on a dream vacation with their families. But bringing the whole family can put a strain on the budget. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Many of us love taking trips with our families, but too often as the headcount adds up, so do the costs. Whenever I'm planning a family vacation, I start by making sure I use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card to earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend. Whether I'm making everyday purchases or shopping during vacation, using the right Travel Rewards credit card helps me get the most out of my purchases. That way I can save up points and use them on more than just flights, which comes in handy when I'm trying to please the whole family. Whether we're exploring a museum or riding coasters at a theme park, I use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card to cover travel expenses and keep the fun going.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
Bum, 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 bum. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Labor Department is holding a crucial hearing that will affect your retirement investment, Richie.
Oh, really? How so?
Public hearing on a proposed rule, it says, will shield millions of Americans from conflicts of interest on the part of advisors who guide them in saving for retirement. Do you do this on your own, or do you have somebody
do it for you?
You have somebody. Okay, so this is for you.
401k, where we have a company that does it.
Yep. Roberta, this is probably for you as well.
Okay.
Jennifer, I'm guessing, what do you have there? Have you got anything going yet? 401k
no.
IRA, okay.
Well, actually, you know what? I lie. I do have a Roth IRA, okay. But no 401k.
Okay, all right. So this proposed rule would require that any financial advisor being compensated for giving advice on investments in any of these areas make sure that they put their clients' best interest before their own. Easier said than done. However, these hearings will go on through Thursday of this week. This is a step in which the government tries to clarify, let's put it that way. I'm being nice. The influence here is 5 year, by the way. It's been a 5 year journey trying to figure out what it is. There are radio people that are getting, every week there's a story of some guy on the radio buys time, goes on the air and hawks some product, and he's screwing his, the listeners, screwing the public, his clients. This has been going on for 40 years and probably won't stop as long as they can pay the bill, but as soon as, and the radio people say, well, we didn't know. He's looks, you know, honest to us. We have no idea. So whether there's got to be a better or sharper way of doing this with people on the air. But the real bottom line is, why would you let somebody else, why would you just give your money to somebody else unless you really knew him like he was your brother or sister, for God's sakes? If you, my father got ripped off for $3 million because he didn't ask me what the person was. He went to one of these seminars. My father was, at the time, I don't know, 87, 88. And he wasn't as sharp as he had been, obviously, 10, 20, 30, 40 years younger. He never started a retirement plan until he was 65. And he amassed about, he was a salesman and did very well. And he was able to put together, I don't know, $5 or $6 million as a retirement thing after he was 65. And so this guy is so convinced him. My father is very shrewd. He was very sharp when it came to a lot of stuff like this. He was, well, I don't know, very sharp. But he was,
well, anybody can put together $5-6 million, he's right. Doing all right.
Yeah. So he gives $3 million to this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
$3 million. And loses every bit of it. There were 10 people that went to a seminar, and they all coughed up a total of about $24-25 million for this guy, and he lost every bit of it. And he was sued. My father got 10 cents back on the dollar.
The
guy should have gone to jail.
Most of the companies that do your 401k are larger national companies
now,
or regional companies.
Right. Or
if you're going to like Bob's seminar,
don't go to those.
In a small hotel conference room.
Do
your homework.
Yeah. But my father did.
Or come to see me about some oceanfront property.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
My father was a fairly shrewd guy. In most of these sorts of things.
I'll tell you what.
But he, man, could he get...
Right now, the thing you need to watch out for is, you know, most portfolios, you're going to be diverse. Right. Mine is very kind of tech conscious.
Yeah, that's okay.
But if your portfolio has a lot of oil stocks in it, you better take a look and see what's going on, because with oil
right
prices
now, not
the way
good.
They are, you want to make sure you're not really deep into those stocks.
What you want to be doing is buying now natural gas and oil. But the stuff that you've got, maybe hold on
call
to.
Call your rep, have them check your portfolio, and just make sure it's looking at all the right things.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. McFadden. 21 after on Good Day.
There's a downside to the gas prices.
Am I too early? I am.
You have about 20 seconds.
I do, as a matter of fact. And so in that
you can
time,
say your name and the website 3 times.
My name is Dudley William Steffen, and my website is DougSteffen.com, where you can find out what's new around the world, what's interesting, and what's trending in terms of all of the social media things that we're following.
Now you have to shut up.
Okay.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. What I'm dying to say is that I'm crazy for you. I guess you want that, you know it's true.
I just have a virgin. A virgin.
Sorry, what?
Not going to find one here, Doug.
Hey!
We're going to have a Madonna concert. Crank this up, Richie, will you please? A lot of great music from this woman over the last three decades, I'll tell you that. Responsible for lots of great hit music. Madonna's album, Like a Virgin, became the first solo album by any female artist to be certified for sales of 5 million copies. That was a first achieved on this date in 1985 by Madonna Ciccioni, is her name, from Detroit, Michigan. Now, what are the rest of the members? She came from a large family, Jennifer. I remember, like 8 brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I think so.
Nothing came from zero, nothing, nothing, nothing. And look at what she's done with herself. Say what you will about her style or whatever, but man, does she know how to entertain and get to the heart of things. I think she's a superb entertainer.
One of the best dance songs ever.
Yeah, she's very good.
I realize I'm playing all old school, old school.
What does that mean?
Back when she was like not
normal.
So serious, right?
Yeah, back when she was normal.
Yeah, she's never been normal in the sense that she was, but she's smart. Are she and Lady Gaga friends? Does anybody know?
I think so. Because and Lady Gaga is an exact replica
modeling,
of
exactly.
Madonna.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. Yep.
20, 30 years later.
Yep, well, Madonna was about
song,
that age when she got started.
This song, Express Yourself, sounds an awful lot like one of Lady Gaga's big hits, and I'm trying to remember which one. Not Poker Face. What was one of her other big hits, Roberta?
Thank you, Fred. All these songs you recognize.
Oh, yeah.
It's all stuff that you have on the top of mind. You can remember what happened.
I lost
it. She fell off the stage.
Really?
Yeah. Remember? This was, I loved this movie as a kid. I know everybody said it stunk, but
I've never seen her in concert. Anybody here ever seen her in concert?
No,
but I would love to.
I would like to as well. Yeah.
I was going to go the last time around, but the tickets were so expensive.
I don't know. They were like $500.
I'm going to see the Beach Boys, the Mike Love Beach Boys this Friday night. I paid the same amount of money for the tickets as if I went to see Billy Joel at Fenway Park, for God's sake. These concerts are nuts in what it costs to go see these people. This is a...
I'm going to see Van Halen next week, $65.
Yeah, well, that's it. Okay, so let me go back. Richie, that's a great point. I bought tickets for us to go see the Beach Boys this Friday, and then next Friday I'm going to go see Justin Hayward, who's in town, and the tickets are $65. And it's at a comparable theater, and it'll be just as full. It's really very interesting. Or was it 85? I don't know. Maybe 85. But it certainly wasn't three times that much, which is almost for a decent seat in these places. You got to pay a couple hundred bucks. And then the ticket add-on prices and all that other foolishness. Oy. All right, so the reason we're focusing on Madonna is because her second album, Like a Virgin, became this 5 million copy certified album. She said her thought for the day, or our thought for the day, came from her today. If your joy is derived from what society thinks of you, you're always going to be disappointed. And I think she's somebody who has flown in the face of critics or whatever. Remember that book? It was made out of metal. It had all of the weird attire in it.
Yeah.
That was, didn't that have a metal cover to it? I remember
it
that.
It did. It had a lot of...
I think it was wipeable.
Yeah.
It
was, that was very...
Whatever the reason. All right, 28 after on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down.
We just had a tribute for Madonna. I always thought this sounded a little Madonna-esque.
Britt Nicole. Yes. Yeah.
Madonna-esque. We're here to discuss various things that are important to all of us. You may not know that they're important until I tell you the story. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli here on the Good Day team, along with Rich McFadden. We are here with material that goes viral. Speaking of that, Richie, we have as our video of the day today, this came from a newscast. A group of fishermen on a San Diego pier got annoyed at a drone that was flying around them. So one of them made a perfect cast and grabbed the drone with his fishing.
You're going to hear a lot of stories in the next 20 years.
That's a good one.
All right, so let's listen to a little of the audio, but you got to watch this. This is so terrific. But listen to a little of the audio from that capture.
Fisherman's big catch in Southern California this week came not from the water, but the sky. This is drone footage of the Pacific Beach Pier in San Diego. Watch the man in the bluish-gray shirt as he notices he's being recorded. He takes a break from fishing to set his sights a little higher and hooks the drone with a perfect cast, as you can see by the fishing line in front of the camera as the tangled-up drone flies away.
Uh-huh. To not fly another day. But that kind of stuff is so satisfying, I'll tell you.
Yeah. The story right now leading the news is about these drones at the airports. You've been hearing those stories?
Yeah.
Another one picked up outside of Newark.
Yeah. Well, they're getting in the way.
Here's the interesting thing about this story, okay? The video
was shot by the drone.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the fishing line going from the drone back to the guy's reel, so it's caught. The guy that owned the drone would have to have been the one to turn over the video to the news
right.
people.
Yeah.
So the guy that they're talking about, who is the bad guy in the story, was the one who actually gave them the video, obviously.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure this one out. Let me say this right up front. You maybe, all of you can help me out here. There's a decision in court today or someday this week in the case of two 13-year-old Wisconsin girls who were accused of stabbing a classmate to please online horror character Slenderman.
I remember that one. Yeah, I remember
Slenderman.
That one.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
They're now trying to move them to an adult court instead of in the juvenile system. And now this is pretty important. Each of these two girls faces charges of attempted first-degree homicide in adult court, could spend 65 years in jail if convicted. So the question here is whether or not the judge ought to move them into the juvenile system where they would only have 5 years under the same. If the trial goes the same way and they're found guilty, they get 5 years, whereas if they're charged as adults and tried and convicted, they get 65 years. So these are 13-year-olds. Obviously, their lawyers, the mother and father, say they're too young to be in adult prisons. But they mauled this girl. And if I remember correctly, it was pretty horrible stuff.
Yeah.
So do they get tried as adults and go to jail for 65 years? Or as children go to jail for 5 years? That's what they're trying to figure out.
With a crime like that, you go long term.
Yeah. So, but what is, does this send a message to other 12, 13, 14-year-olds who are used? See, that's my question.
No, not at all.
Get it.
They don't get it, Richie. They're living
in an alternate universe in their brain, and they don't get it.
And there's probably some significant mental illness going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
There has to be.
Yeah. Right. I will not, I'm not going to tell you.
Which is why I would even say that gives more weight to locking them up for long term. If there is that much mental illness that causes you to do something
that
horrible.
What makes you
this
angry?
Right.
What's going on?
If you don't understand that Slender Man, who is a kind of a spooky character that kind of goes from video game to video game, isn't real.
There's a big problem.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, there's a big problem.
Well, there's a big problem for these people. They got to figure out what to do under the circumstances. Coca-Cola in the news today.
These guys.
Coke is teaming up with scientists to promote the argument. Listen to this.
Unbelievable.
That if you are fat, that it's not the fact that you're eating and drinking the wrong food. It's because you don't have an exercise program.
Right.
It has nothing to do with what you're eating. And they spent a lot of money on
eating
this.
Eating sugars and junk food and soda. And nothing.
They were trying to save themselves.
We went to the fresh food. There's a fresh, they call it Big Fresh here. And they fixed terrific moves. And we didn't want to go home and fix dinner. So we bought some after the movie and we brought it home for dinner. These people make such great and delicious foods, and it's so healthy, no calories practically. It's across the street from a McDonald's. So we're pulling out of, now in this store where we were eating, they're going to expand. They're going to be twice as big as they have been because they're popular. But in the store, there may have been 14, 15 people getting dinner, eating dinner or getting it. And we should drive out the parking lot. On the other side of the parking lot is a McDonald's. And the line is out in the street. So I looked at Meredith and I said, how is it that these people don't get the message? And so then I said, the prices of things are going up. And she looked at me and said, how do you know that? And I said, well, because there's a lot of attention being paid now by a lot of people. And there's an examination that was done. I saw a story, I think, a week or two ago that compared the food costs at McDonald's to what you could cook at home in terms of healthy food. And the whole business about, is fast food cheap food? And the answer to that is not really. If you buy a lot of them, I don't know whether it's $5, $10 when you get get out of go out of a McDonald's, what have you spent for a meal? I don't know the answer to that because I haven't done it.
Yeah, you're going to spend $5, $6, $7, $8.
Okay, so that is cheap in comparison to what you go. What can you get at a Subway for $5 or $6 or $7?
$5, yeah.
Right.
So you can get something that's a little bit better, and you can go to other places. So you can get a better meal for the same amount of money.
I don't really know that Subway is all that much better. I mean, I would imagine it's better.
It's better because it's not fried, I would say.
Yeah, right? But, I mean, you look at the chicken, you look at the steak that they have sitting there that was made early this morning, and those little cardboard things, and cold cuts. But anyway.
I have the veggie patty when I go to the Subway.
That thing looks disgusting. I was looking at that. We were in there the other day, and I was just like, and I looked down at that veggie patty, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. So you're not into that, is you?
It looks gross.
I got it. Okay. All right. So here is from the City of Yorkers, Miss New York, Roberta Fasanelli, with a story about baby skunks. This is very sweet. This goes to the rescue squad in New York City. I suppose this is an agency of the police department, right? Where they have, where did Roberta go? Where did I go?
No, I'm here.
All right.
I'm listening.
Well, I don't want you to listen to me. I
want
to listen
to
you. I want you to tell us about how the skunks
little
and the cats are getting together. Yeah.
The skunks, we're finding skunks now in New York City, which actually, I mean, I think is a great idea. They're actually bothering people at restaurants uptown in New York.
Why are they taking them to the shelters now?
Well, they bother people to restaurants, and then they found two babies in the subway station in the Bronx. That's what that smell is. So yeah, the people are calling, and you know, the police department's coming, and they're picking them up and putting them into shelters, and where they go from there, I don't know. But I think it's just adorable.
Would you adopt
baby
a skunk?
Skunks? Actually, we did at our house in Rhode Island. My dad would feed them.
Of course you did.
My dad would feed the skunks, and in the spring, the mommy skunk would come and bring the babies to show him the skunks. They were the cutest little things.
Yeah.
She would come and show him her. Babies.
You are officially the weirdest person I've ever met.
Hey, you get it over me now, Roberta.
Yeah.
Over me.
You are unreal.
But there's skunks. Apparently, they must be breeding, first of all, in Central Park, especially if they're, you know, in uptown. Mm-hmm. The Central Park extends up there, so they're probably breeding in Central Park. So how they got into a subway station in the Bronx, though, was beyond me.
Well, there's
maybe
Roberta.
Maybe the rats even stay away from them is the only thing I can figure out.
Another New York story. That was an adorable story.
They're adorable.
Thank you.
Odorable.
17.
You get it? Odorable.
Oh, yeah.
17 before that. 43 after on today's Good Day program. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
This report is brought to you by the Sugar Association, an organization dedicated to promoting science-based information about all natural sugar. Sugar is the latest media target, says Dr. Courtney Gain, a Ph.D. in Nutritional Sciences and Biochemistry at the Sugar Association in Washington, D.C.
Sugar is the new eggs, the current scapegoat for obesity and related health concerns. But the data just doesn't back this up. For example, most people are probably unaware that we consume 425 more calories per day than we did just a few decades ago. Yet, only 38 of these additional calories come from caloric sweeteners. And when it comes to just all natural sugar, Americans are actually consuming significantly less today than we did in the 1970s. It's true, obesity is a serious problem. problem in need of a solution, but that solution is far more complex than one ingredient.
For more information on all natural sugar and its role in a healthy diet and lifestyle, visit sugar.org. This report is brought to you by the Sugar Association, an organization dedicated to promoting science-based information about all natural sugar. Sugar is the latest media target, says Dr. Courtney Gain, a Ph.D. in Nutritional Sciences and Biochemistry at the Sugar Association in Washington, D.C.
Sugar is the new eggs, the current scapegoat for obesity and related health concerns. But the data just doesn't back this up. For example, most people are probably unaware that we consume 425 more calories per day than we did just a few decades ago. Yet, only 38 of these additional calories come from caloric sweeteners. And when it comes to just all natural sugar, Americans are actually consuming significantly less today than we did in the 1970s. It's true, obesity is a serious problem in need of a solution, but that solution is far more complex than one ingredient.
For more information on all natural sugar and its role in a healthy diet and lifestyle, visit sugar.org.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I am tempted. I don't want to do a political story. I don't want to do an immigration story. One and the same, maybe. Are they? I don't want to talk about the nuclear thing. I don't want to talk about the Middle East. So when you get right down to it,
what is there to
talk about?
Yeah, what is there that's left? It's all. I've gone in the last 3 minutes to four different websites that I use regularly, and every one of them is just filled with just this crud. I'm proud of what we do at DougStefan.com, because the information that's there will take you off of the beaten path. For example, today you can find the story of the research into the life and times of William Shakespeare that lets people easily, or it's suggested and easily understandable that he was a big pot smoker.
There you go.
That explains a lot.
Why? Now, why do you say
that? That's a big surprise,
why?
I think.
Why is that?
I kind of think...
creative type.
Yeah, he was thinking out of the box.
So absolutely. You have to be...
out of damn spots. Don't tell me that somebody wasn't a little bit...
yeah. He's hallucinating.
Seeing blood on your hands where it's really not there? Come on now.
I find it interesting that people... I think that we just discovered stuff. They found some old pipes in the garden of his home, which had residue of cannabis in it.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't believe it either. I think it's some English guy.
How do they know it's
come
him?
On now.
Well, but this is how people go.
Some English guy dumped it in his bag. It's probably my mom. She lived there forever.
Are you accusing your mother of smoking pot?
Not accusing.
Woohoo!
Not accusing anything.
Really? So how are you as a kid knowing that your mother smokes pot?
I didn't know as a kid. And actually, she'd never smoked it like around my dad. I think she admitted to smoking it a few times with her friend. I mean, mostly she smoked it in college.
Okay.
But she'd smoked it a few times in her adult life with her friend. But she says she doesn't do it anymore. I just don't know if I believe her.
400 years old these pipes are. And they say that the residue, they sent it to some forensic expert in South Africa.
Thing on them.
Yeah, right, yeah. They found pipes with cannabis residue. And therefore they think, I mean, who else might have? I found some pipes that were used by some people that used to work for me in one of the barns. We're tearing down a barn, an old barn, on the farm. And they found these pipes. And so I didn't know what they were. And I said to John, what's this? And he looked at me and he raises his eyebrow because he thinks that I'm off my rocker anyway. And he says, those are pipes for marijuana. Oh, he didn't quite put it that way. It was something else. But it made it clear to me that they were used.
He said, what planet do you live on? Where have you been? Did you live under a rock?
Well, but it's never been part of my life. It has nothing. It was yesterday. We drove through. Let me think where we were. Meredith was following me. I was in the truck bringing a piece of equipment back to the barn. She was following me. And we got to a stoplight, and I was going to send her up the road a different direction and gave her direction. Got out of the car, and there's somebody next to me, and the woof of the marijuana coming out of the car. She said, "Do you smell that?" I said, "Yeah, I think it's the guy next to me." But, I mean,
how'd you know it was marijuana?
Well, because I know what marijuana smells like. I've been around it. I just don't like it.
Okay.
But the fact that... But, well, I mean, think about it. We laugh about it. But what about the people smoking while they're driving? Isn't that the same as drinking and driving?
Oh, absolutely.
I would say so. That's not a good idea.
Oof. All right. The annual Percy Meteor Shower will be at its peak this week. You want to check it out? Check out the info that we have for you describing it at DougSteffen.com. 51 after the hour.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What do you do with all the video you shoot? Bam, bam.
Where do you save it?
Save what? Save it, huh? 54 minutes after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us is Greg Steffen, whose name is not Greg Gore. It's just Greg.
It's Greg.
All right. So we want to get to, I had, you'll be happy to know that I, you'll laugh. I bought a new flip phone.
And oh, it was actually you did it.
I put it into service on Saturday, and I'll tell you what the snarky little lady who put it into
I put it into service.
Did she hold it like it was a dirty handkerchief or something between two fingers?
I'll tell you in a moment. This is Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
They ended up...
Hi. So let's get... Hi. So Greg Stebbin is here with Richie and Kenny and Jen and me. The fact I teased what I was laughing about, actually, yesterday on the way back from the movies. Mara's trying to sync my flip phone into the Bluetooth. And she the last one I had, it worked. No. But
I support you in the flip phone decision, Doug.
Well, you see, the flip phone, when I went to get it, Bob Kay, who's my pal and GM, he leads me into these things. So he found the phone, and he brought me to the store, and we got it done. And the young lady that we go to all the time for our service, because she's wonderful. Her name is Kayla, wonderful girl. And she's she would talk about her family. She has pictures of her kids and stuff. And we just have a good time when we're together. So through the course of things, she cut $30-some-odd off my bill. And I wondered, after I saw your post here, Greg, that Verizon is killing off service contracts and smartphone subsidies, if in fact this isn't part of what I experienced on Saturday. Are they changing the contracts so you're not in there? I mean, there's so much competition. Don't they almost have to do that?
I think you're right. I mean, there's competition, but from a lot of different directions, including new phones that are so affordable, smartphones,
yeah,
that are so affordable, you don't have to buy a $700 smartphone. You can get one for $100, $200.
Yeah, is that the Moto G?
Moto G, OnePlus 2 is $300 or $350. I mean, there's a lot of I think Acer or Asus has a phone that's about $200. You can now get a very good phone. It's not the best phone,
yeah,
but it's a under $200, $400, $300 phone. And you know, when you break it or you lose it, you just go buy another one. You haven't signed away your life to get it.
Right. Yeah. You have
so
to sign up for
there's
it
competition on that front. I think, you know, for Apple, what is this? You know, there was the 4C, the iPhone 4C, which was the more affordable iPhone. Mm. But I think this could drive the price of iPhones down as well, at least or used iPhones. Yeah. I mean,
all right.
Just more demand.
So then what I suggested with the question, what do you do with all the video? How do you save it? Did we all.
So I want to tell Greg what I've come up, my plan. You know, I've been putting pictures on Flickr because I believe in saving everything in the cloud,
yeah,
because they are better at backing my data up than I am. And I've struggled as to what to do with all of my videos that I shoot. You know, my son has a baseball game. My daughter has a dive meet. You take a little bit of video, and what do you do with it? Where do you put it? Well, I've decided that I'm going to produce 90-second little videos of our day or whatever it is and push it up to YouTube and select private or unlisted and use YouTube as a video storage locker for myself.
That's a great idea.
Sure.
So
you solved a lot of stuff.
I have to say, especially when it comes to photos and videos, mm-hmm, I still believe putting things on a hard drive and backing it up for your own personal backup is also a great idea, because user error could wipe out your stuff in the cloud.
Yeah, that would happen with me.
I don't trust
cloud can be seeded with me.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.